It's Tuesday's Roundup. Brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence, sky high. Accuracy, still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
What's
How
going
you doing,
on?
Young man?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Yes. Good. You look good.
Thank you.
Did you do anything good last night? You get in trouble?
No, I've been...
Any John Denver this morning that you have to play?
No, I've been cleaning my room all summer.
And, oh, you have? How's that going for you?
Sometimes I think I'm making it worse, you know, because I move stuff around. I'm supposed to be making some headway, and...
It's not making headway.
No.
Like when something disappears, something else always pops up in there?
It seems like it, yeah.
Do you think June's behind that?
I don't know, but...
We could put a spy cam in.
Because I moved stuff out into the hall.
Oh, yeah.
I was told I had to get that out of there because company's coming.
Uh-oh.
You know? So
company's coming.
Company's coming.
It's coming.
Down the road.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. I took a snap photo of you yesterday. Can you explain what that was?
It's a 45. It's a tray for 45s. So the little records with the big holes in the middle.
Yeah.
And it has a fuzzy top on it with a
right. It looks like a duck, sort of.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Somebody gave it to me. They thought
I'm sure Adam will be posting on Facebook today.
They thought I needed it.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty neat. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, so, it's a nice hat.
A nice hat that goes over records. Your record.
Right, exactly.
Anyway,
I'm guessing June will be impressed.
Yeah, June will probably definitely be impressed.
I doubt she'll like it.
You don't think so?
She won't like it.
Oh, she won't like it.
No. Yeah,
will she give you the thumbs down?
Probably.
You're used to that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Mm. Here's your question of the day, though.
All right.
What is your favorite body part?
Oh, boy.
You never thought about that, have you?
No. I would say either ears or eyes, you know.
Eyes, ears. Eyes.
Yeah.
Very blessed to have them all right now.
Right, exactly.
So, especially at my age.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see here. I got a 10 question. Oh, here you go.
Here you go.
All right. You might be from Arkansas, Philip, if you know the difference between creek and crick, and we'll argue about it. And I did.
There's a difference?
Yes, there's a difference.
There is?
Yeah.
I didn't know
What's a creek to you? What's a crick?
It's supposed to be pronounced creek, Willow Creek.
But it's called, a lot of people say creek.
I know, people say that. But
it's creek.
It's creek.
In Arkansas, a creek's a creek. A crick is what you get in your neck if you sleep.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah. There. Most people will say, you know, creek, but I've heard crick.
Yeah.
And I've heard wash instead of wash.
Wash.
Did they say wash in Peerage?
Yeah, wash.
Going to wash my clothes.
I'm going to wash my car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It could be your word on Friday.
Yes. Yes. Wash. Anyway, pillar or winder?
Pillar or winder?
Yeah. Pillar can be two things.
A pillow?
A pillar.
Okay.
Or a pillar that holds a building up, you know, like pillars in the front.
Oh, I see.
So you got to be, look at that beautiful pillar, you know?
In your...
Like the White House, they have...
Oh, sure. In your reality show, they're going to have to put the subtitles at the bottom so people know what you're saying.
Right. Pillar. Right.
Pillar.
Pillar, yeah.
I'm going to lay my head in my pillar.
I'm going to go ahead my pillar underneath this pillars of buildings, you know? Here we go, buddy. Ten questions.
All right,
buddy. Number one, a 2018 Ithaca graduate had their Ithaca graduate had their pick snapped while leaning on a truck's fender. Who is the truck-worthy individual?
I don't know.
Is it Jada Bartow, Jacob Coe, Jordan Baroker or Bailey Miller?
Oh, boy. Like I would, you know.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll take a stab at it.
All right. Number two. Before 1883, foul balls were always considered strikes. That's true or false? Number three. Which was a real product? All right. Was it motorized ice cream cone spinner? B, a toilet golf game? C, a battery-powered soup tie?
Wow.
A, a motorized ice cream scoop spinner? B, a toilet golf game? Or B, a battery-powered soup tie? Now, I know this for a fact because my son bought one.
All right.
So, if that tells you anything.
Okay. Number four.
No, what's number three?
I haven't answered it yet. I'm still thinking, but go to four. I'm still thinking. Yeah.
Which NFL team uses a red face mask as their everyday uniform? This will surprise you. All right. Is it the Chiefs, the Commanders, the 49ers, or the Patriots? All right. Number five. Spring Green had a high school until it converted into River Valley High School in 1960. You already know the answer. 1963. What was the mascot of the Spring Green High School? Is it A, the Blackhawks, B, the Shamrocks, C, the Journeymen, or D, the Bobcats?
Yep, that's an old trivia-thon question.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Henry brought it back. Number six. Is it best to water your garden plants in the evening to reduce evaporation? True or false? Is it best?
All right.
Number seven.
All right.
What is the only letter that does not appear in any U.S. state name? Is it X, Q, Z, or J? X, Q, Z, or J?
I'm just trying to run through the
notes. A, B, C, D.
All right, go ahead.
What is it?
Number eight.
I've lost my numbers here. There it is.
All right.
Which of these cannot jump? Elephant, rhinoceros, hippopotamus, or all the above?
You didn't have Phil Knee in there.
Which of these cannot jump? An elephant, rhinoceros, hippopotamus, Hank, Phil, or all the above?
All right. Number nine.
What was invented first? The zipper, the toothbrush, the can opener, or the safety pin? The zipper, the toothbrush, the can opener, or the safety pin? Number 10. What was the first paid radio commercial ever broadcasted? Do you remember this? Here we go.
I've heard it before, I believe.
Is it A, a car dealership, B, a toothpaste commercial, C, a real estate advertisement, or D, a Coca-Cola commercial? All right. What do you think you did, my man?
I think I did all right. I'm going to say maybe a healthy 7.
Good for you. Yeah, you did well. So.
Yeah.
All right, number one. In 2018, an Ithaca graduate had their picture snapped while leaning on a truck's fender. Who is the truck-worthy individual? Is it Jada Bardo, Jacob Coe, Jordan Baroker, or Bailey Miller?
Well, I went with Jordan Baroker.
It is, yeah. Jordan Baroker. So you know a little bit.
Well, a little bit,
yeah,
maybe.
A little bit. All right. Number two. Before 1883, foul balls were always considered strikes.
I got to say false.
It is false. Foul balls weren't counted as strikes until much later.
Can you imagine how long those games went?
Oh, my goodness. This year, the longest bat that I had, there were 17 foul balls off this kid.
One person. Wow. I don't know that I've seen one. I've not seen one that long.
It was a young lad from Westby, actually.
Okay.
So
I had in hometown the other day, I believe there was like, I want to say 9 or 10 mm-hmm. that were fouled off by one person.
Yeah. But so that's a good bat.
That's a really good at-bat. Right. Yeah. All right.
All right. All right. Number three, is that right?
Yes.
Number three. Which was a real product? Is it motorized ice cream cone spinner, B, a toilet golf game, or B, a battery-powered suit tie?
I no, I went with A.
No, no, no. It's a toilet golf game. And here's how I know that. My son bought one when he was in high school. So I was cleaning stuff out the other day, and I found the golf, and I found the little putter, and it's about this big, you know, and you can sit on the toilet and play golf. Yes. Leave it to my son.
Well, that was a good investment.
Yes, it was.
Boy, tell you what.
Thanks, son.
And you still have it.
I still have it, yes. Yeah. Should I bring it in?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Because you'd never be out. You'd be always in there playing golf.
We'd be in here.
No. You're supposed to sit on the toilet and do it, I guess.
You can sit anywhere to do
it.
My goodness. Sorry. You got to follow the instructions.
Right. That's what the instructions say.
All right, number four. Which NFL team uses a red face mask as their everyday uniform? This is going to surprise you. The Chiefs, Commanders, 49ers, or the Patriots?
Chiefs.
No. Nope. They're white. Every day, Sunday in and out, is the New England Patriots.
New England, really?
Yep.
That does surprise me.
Because when I was asked this question, it was the Chiefs. Yeah. Automatic.
Hmm.
But it's not.
It's
now,
not.
The Chiefs can use a red face mask, okay? But they don't use it in their in their uniform registered with NFL.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah.
All right.
Number five, Spring Green High School had a high school until it converted to River Valley High School in 1963. What was the mascot of Spring Green High School?
The Shamrocks.
It was the Shamrocks.
They were a green, yes. Green color.
They
green,
were green.
Green and white.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, interesting.
Yeah.
I remember we played Triviathon, and my good friend Ted Linz, who lived in Spring Green, was a River Valley backer for many, 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 many years. But anyway, he told me he had like 15 calls that night. We were playing trivia. People were calling him, asking him. So
really?
Good memories, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. And you got the first one right. Let's see here. Is it best to water your garden plants in the evening to reduce evaporation?
True.
It's false.
Oh!
It is generally better to water, and I did some serious research on this, because I usually like to water at night because that's when you get home, but it is generally better to water plants early in the morning to reduce the risk of disease and allow water to soak in before the heat of the day.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
all right.
Well,
all right.
I understand.
See, and hopefully I learned something from this quiz, too.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, right.
The only letter that does not appear in any U.S. state name is XQ. Z or J?
I'm going with Q.
A Q is it.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Well, let's see. You know, well, that's right. But not one state uses the letter Q. Apparently, the founding fathers drew the line somewhere.
Right. They must have.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Number eight. Which of these cannot jump? Elephant, rhinoceros, hippopotamus, Hank, or Phil, or all of the above?
I said all
yes,
of the above.
Yes, it is. Woo! Yeah. Nature looked at these animals and said, let's keep everybody on the ground. You know, I don't blame them. What was invented first, Philip? Was it the zipper, the toothbrush, the can opener, or the safety pin?
I'm going with can opener.
It is the can opener. And if you think about it, it was a while back because they were doing, they had to open cans in pre-Civil War, I think, or something in that. So
yeah, I think we've had that one in some form or another on this side.
Here's the thing. The can opener was invented nearly 50 years after canned food.
After?
Yes.
So otherwise you had to use...
Early customers basically bought food and then had to solve a puzzle.
Yeah, tried to get it out of there. Or a hammer or something.
Yep, you
know,
yep.
So, pound it out.
Number 10. What was the first paid radio commercial ever broadcast?
I think it was real estate.
It was a real estate. And here's the thing. The first paid radio commercial aired on August 18th, 1922 on WEAF in New York City. It was a 10-minute advertisement and for the Queensboro Corporation promoting a new apartment development in Jackson Heights, Queens.
Wow.
Do you know what they paid for a 10-minute ad in 1922?
50 cents.
It's close.
$50. Wow.
Yep.
I wonder if they had a honest salesman like you going around selling ads. Or...
Well, I'm out of here, Phil. Have a good day. Hey, buddy, I appreciate it. Have a good day, and I hope you're kind.